Very, very. Okay, come on. Spetz, is there Spetz? Okay, we are up to, we have, oh yeah. We're up to Daf Ein Ches Amar Ale two dots. About 12 lines at the top. If the husband threw the get, Latur Cheka into her lap, or Latur Kalso into her basket, Mikoresha, she's divorced. Says the Gemara, my, why she divorced? Isn't this a situation of Caleb Shalakech? This is the vessels that belong to the buyer, the woman, Bershus Meicheru, in the house of the vendor. And that's, the Gemara has a machlek that works or not. His clearly does. The case where the basket was suspended in the air, so it was not sitting on the floor of the vendor. Therefore, it's not nothing has totally unrelated to that issue. The basket was suspended around the neck. Shlokish says, no, it was tied, even though it was not suspended in the air. It was tied and it was dragging on the ground. And because it was dragging on the ground, it's not considered like it's in the bottled to the house of the meicher. And the fact that it's tied to her, it was not hanging there, but because it was tied to her, it's part of her. She was sitting on the floor, and between her legs, she had this basket. When she's on the floor, that whole area belongs to her, and the basket was right between her legs, so therefore it doesn't count. He had a room where he had a whole bunch of baskets sitting there where he sells, and she had one, so he's not makbid for another basket to be there. Therefore, it's not considered kelu shel lekech b'shus shel meicher. Where her lap is, the husband doesn't mind that she belongs to her. And makam kalsa konula, where a basket is. Since every person used to walk around with a basket, therefore it belonged to her. Why does it belong to her? People generally don't mind. If I invite you to my house, I don't mind the area you take up for your lap, or before you put your basket down. So therefore, the wife is no worse than that. It's as if the area itself belongs to her just as well. Tanya, now we learn zorkulot cheki through into a lap of the cows in the basket. The cold over shuki cows or anything similar to a basket that is mikdash is divorced. Or anything similar to a basket that I, it's not because it's tied or suspended there, because the baal is generally not makbid for that. Yeah, cold over shuki cows lasui include more lasui taska to include a flat thing the ochle but tamri that you eat dates there as well. Similar to a basket, it's to store things, but it's not actually a basket. But because it's with a basket, people are not makbid, you put it down and do on the ground. Mishnah. Oh, my Lord, husband said to his wife, Kansi shtar chayv zeh. He tells her, I'm giving you this contractual loan. And obviously he was embarrassed to tell her that this was a divorce. Or she found it behind him. Koida, she read it. Vahare yugita, suddenly she realizes it's a get. Ain't a get. It's not a get. Why isn't a get? The problem is that she yoyim malo hegitich. He has to tell her that this is a get. But he gave it to her properly, but he didn't tell her till afterwards. And that's all right. It's all right. In other words, even though he when he said it, she already had the get in her hand. Doesn't matter, because he gave it to her the proper way. What about Nosin the Yadavi Yishayna? He gave it to her, and she was asleep. Ne'ura, she woke up. Koida, she read it. Vare, Gita realizes a get. Ain't a get. Ache Yemel, Gita. Again, he gave it to her. He gave it to her properly, but she wasn't aware. Therefore, he has to tell her. Okay, so Tesis brings here ain't a get that she gave get. Tesis, at least from here we learn out that whenever you give a get, you have to say hey gitach, the gam hari atmo telecholodim. You have to say it. It's not enough just to give the document, and she knows it's a get. You actually have to say it. You have to, even these days we do that. Yes. Nowhere. This is a konsachem. Yeah. Back to the Gemara, you don't remember saying it. Back to the Gemara. You say usually Hariat Matez Chaladim. Tell the Gemara, Ki Amallah, hey, get the Mahavi. If you say this is your get, what does it help? Fully get the Magbakarka. Luchaydi gave it to her, it wasn't good. She reads it 10 minutes later and now it becomes good. We have a rule that if she picks up the get from the ground, you're not Yaitzi, you have to give it to her. She took it from his behind. So she actually took it. She took it from his pocket. He has to place it in her hand. How is that good? He moved his behind back towards her so that she should be able to get a hold of it. So his movement of his body, biyada, doesn't necessarily mean his hand. It could be any part of his body that he moves in order to facilitate the giving her the get. That is considered giving. Vishalafti, she pulled it out. Take this. Our problem is not when he gave it to her. The problem is when, in the case in the Mishnah, where it says Shalafti Ma'achayd, she pulled it out from behind him. How does that work? Karase, she reads it by the Gita. Ain't a get that she gave him. That's what Rabbi says. If she belongs to him, loyla may get that she tlena him. He has to take it back from her. Vyachzav he tlena give it back to her. Vayem lahe gitich. Nosnubi, so we see Rebbe holds, doesn't have to.
Is that only in the case of Shalafta Machad?
Yeah. Rebbe said, in the next case, Nosnubi gave it to her hand, but he shame was asleep, and they ordered she woke up, because she read her Higite, and he gets him, lo, Higite, Rebbe. Abshima Ming Elazar, but actually, you tlenu, but he meant the Yazit, and then Abshima Elazar holds that you have to actually say it at the time. The Yemela Higite. Why do you need to tell me in both cases you got to pull the get away and give it back to her again? If you made a mistake, you didn't say it. According to Rav Shimon Elazar, you have to give it again. According to Rebbe, no. I don't know the first case when you gave it to her properly. At that moment, she's shaykh to be divorced. Everything was done properly. The only thing is, you didn't say it at the time. So therefore, you don't have to give it back. You don't have to take it again and give it again a second time. I will not be ashamed if, in the case where she was asleep, the labas agrushi, she's not aware what's going on, so she's not really being divorced right now. Maybe you have to pull the get away from her and give it back to her a second time. I've only knew the case. But how come she was only here? She was argued. You got to take it back because she was asleep. Both. You wrote her a get and you place it in the hand of her slave. Yoshin, if the slave is asleep, umishmarta, and she is watching it, hadeiz a get, because a slave is like property, and it's like putting in the chatzah. Neyer ain't a get. If the slave was up, it's not a valid get. Why? To have a chatzah hamishtamenes shaloi ledaita. The chatzah is mishtamah, but she's not in control. And we learned before from Yad that the chatzah has to be protected. She has to be in control. Yoshin umishmarta, if he's asleep and guards hadeiz a get, why am I chatzah malechazi? It's a moving chatzah. The chatzah malechalekana. We know that a moving chatzah is not considered chatzah. V'chiteima yoshin shiny. Tell me, if asleep is different. You want to tell me sleep is different? If you walked, it's not koina. Aim at the yeshul koina. Standing is also not koina. So how does it work? And the chesaron is that a walking thing is not like yad. Yad is part of your body, and here the ebbe can walk away. So it's not like yad. So it's not like a chotzer. So you just have to say it, since she was the person and she received it. Or you'll say it when she wakes up. Say it. The hilchos ebbe kafu is tied down.
Says, when you say
chotzim
halechis, does that include like an
agola
or something like that?
Yeah, anything. But an eved, a chotzim halechis, it depends. If the vortis has to be like a yad is always attached to you and he can go on his own.
But isn't eved her yad?
No. The eved can walk away. Away from her. But the other shaynel in the pshat is not because of yad. The other pshat is that Sam Shlameres, he has a mind of his own. A agola does not have a mind of its own. You still control it. So maybe a agola is not a problem. Depends which hezbollah you give. Okay, look at Mishnah. She was standing in a public place. You threw the get towards her. Korev love, closer to her. Megoresh, she's divorced. Korev loy, closer to him. Eina Megoresh, is not divorced. Mechatza, mechatza, right in between. Megoresh is Eina Megoresh. The suffix, what the situation is. The same laws are by Kedushin. You throw Kedushin to her, closer to her, hers, closer to him, it's him. And in between, we don't know. If I owe you money, the malva says throw it closer to the malva, and then it gets stolen. The malva received payment. Closer to the leva, the malva did not receive payment. In the middle, sort of a suffix. Mishnah said, pay me, but throw me my loan payment. Then it gets stolen. Too bad on the malva. Is responsible because he didn't yet carry out the instructions of the malva. Gets stolen, the leiva has to pay a second time. Mechza, mechza, if it's right in between, shnei mechza, they're both divided. What's going on here? What's korav loy, korav lo mean? Heichi dami, what's the situation of korav lo and heichi dami korav loy? What does that mean? Omar, Rav, Arba, Amish, Shalom. four amas. Every person is given four amas. Gemara and Bamitzi will have. And therefore, if it lands in her four amas, that's called karavloi, close to her. Lands in his four amas, karavloi. And machta machzav, they're both within the same four amas. All the Rishayim already argue, ask a question more lachrein, Tos and others. If Kenyan Arba Amas is only the Rabbanon, how can she be divorced, Matayde, for a Kenyan the Rabbanon? So the answer is, there are opinions that say that a Kenyan the Rabbanon is recognized by the Taita, but here the general answer is because Hefker Bezen Hefker. Yeah, but question, does the Taita recognize it as well? Yeah, Taita wants you to divorce, she's a married woman. The Rabbanon said that you're divorced, but the Taita doesn't recognize. Yeah, we'll see in a minute. There's also a big chakira from the Avi Meluyim and all the Achrayim. When we say that Arba Amas Shalom Koinus Lebuchol Mokum, does it mean we give you the four Amas of the ground? Does it mean the object in the four Amas is yours? And if you learn that the object in the four Amas is hers, if you learn that it's the ground that we give the ground for Amos is hers, and then automatically whatever's in there belongs to her, then we can say Hefker Bezen Hefker. Bezen made the ground Hefker, and then once the ground Hefker is hers, so then she's kind of Mahatoida the get, because now that the Rabbanon gave her these four Amos, and the Rabbanon say this is totally yours, Hefker Bezen Hefker, then the Toida says if you own property and anything inside is yours, Mahatoida. But if you learn that the Rabbanon don't say the four Amas are yours, the Rabbanon say whatever is in there is yours, then how does it become Mat Taita? It's only the Rabbanon. That means that whatever she received, only the Rabbanon gave it to her, not the Taita gave it to her. So then they use another formula, why it works. We had before, Afki Inna Rabbanon Kedusha Mineh. We had before that the Rabbanon say, when you got married, you said the words Kedas Moshe Yisrael. So the way we're going to undo this, when we use four Amas, is as if you were never married in the first place. Which we don't like using, because that means you're taking all her bias and taking it to Shavi Bilasa Bilas Nus, which is not a nice thing. That you lived all your years together for 30 years in sin, which is not a nice thing to do unless you have no choice. Well, these four Amas that Rabbanu Thomas is only while she's standing in there. The moment you walk away, the four Amas are no longer yours. In order for kind of, yeah. The Rabban Makadish. Yeah, but the get doesn't work. No, the get can't be enforced again. If you hold that Kinyan and the Rabbanon are not Yetzim HaTayda, and if you hold that all you're being makne is the Chayfet, can't. The get doesn't work. It's not the get. If you did the get in the right way, then Rabbanon are going to cancel the condition. Which other friends don't like this whole shot because we don't like doing that. Let's continue. So Kotel means four Amas. They're overlapping, they're four Amas. The Legzi Haimanai Kotel. Let's just see who got there first. Whoever got there first is his four Amas. They came at the same time. We have some time, so we can't know. And even though it's a suffer, it's not a kind of suffer we're talking about. There's exactly eight Amas. The get straddles both sets.
The previous question with the chicken on the 50-yard line.
What's the suffix? They were agi gabei. The din is that in order for a get to be a get, it has to be totally severed from him. Krisis. If part of the get is still in his four amas, what's the shaila? It's no good. Forget distance. We're talking about there were two groups of eidim. One group argues kot of loy, no machs and machs. One group says that cut of loy, va'achas emet is cut of law, and therefore we don't know what to do. So that's what's a suffix. Rabbi Yechonama, cut of law, shenina, cut of means, afilu meya ama, even if it's 100 amas, if it's closer to hers, what's the definition of closer to hers? We'll see. She can still protect it. Somehow or another, she can watch and mind it, even though it's 65 amas away from her. Cut of loy, shenina, what do you mean when it says cut of loy? That he's the one who can mind it. Afilu meya amas. Heichi domi mechza mechza. Om Rav Shem Barabba. Ladi mefashe men Rav Yechon. Understood. Hu yachol l'shem roi. Vihi eini choy l'shem roi. Zeh ukar loi. It doesn't mean distance. It means control. If she is the one who can control it and not him, then she's divorced. He is kar of law. He yachol l'shem. Sorry. If it's closed, if he can guard it and not her, then it's kar of loi. No good. He yachol l'shem roi. Vihu eini yachol l'shem roi. That's half and half. They told Rabbi Yechon, by the way, Rabbi Yenison and Bubble said exactly the same thing as you. He made a comment, Yodin Chavrin Bavloye Lefrushikai Taima. Oh, the people in Bavloye are learning as good as I do. It's pretty good. So, in other words, Karavloye, Karavloye doesn't mean physically in distance, it means who has more control. Taina, how we learn? Rabbi Lezer, I'm a coach of Karavloye. If it's closer to her than to him, and then before she had a chance physically to pick up the gad, retrieve the gad, Bar Kelev, a dog came along, the Notley and seized it, Eina Megaresha, she's not divorced. Freddy Gimara, Eina Megaresha, she's not divorced. Why not? Since it landed Karavloye, as soon as Karavloye, she's already divorced straight away. If a woman is divorced, she has to keep the divorce. If 10 minutes later she loses, she's still divorced. So who cares if a dog took it away later? And the rest of her life she has to walk around and guard her get? This is what he means. If it's closer to her than to him. The Ilu Bakelev Nightla, if a dog would have came and taken it, she's divorced. Who Yachal Shamra, the Yachal Shamra, ain't even gracious, but if he can guard it, not her, she's not divorced. Amalei Shmuel, no, she can guard, she's able to, as long as she's able to mind the get, even if it's 40 amas away from her, she is divorced. Amalei Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, and the reason why the Mefarshim say it's so easy, we normally need 4 amas, why we allow 40 amas away? Because I told you yesterday that the Ktzeis HaChosh says the whole shita of get is different all kinyanim. All kinyanim, you have to make an acquisition, has to become totally yours. Get doesn't have to be hers, just as Venosim, you got to give it, place it in the hand. As long as she has some shaykhs to it already, she's divorced, so we're much easier. Everybody by kinyanim 4 amas. Exactly, it has to be something else in the yada. So it's enough if it's 40 amas away and she can mind it. But other kinyanim wouldn't work 40 amas away. Even though there's a ran in kedusha in the dar in the flamadal and base we had kikashal hef, the famous ran with the kikah. It was not a ran, it was a rush. Kikashal hefker. He says that if there's a loaf of bread of hefker, and the guy says I'm giving it to Hegdish. And then when he picked it up, he changed his mind. So we say, Tfafal, you already gave it to Hegdish. We had different Gesayas in the Gemara there. So the Ran learns this Torah within 4 Amos. The Rosh says no, that the Ram says that even if it's 100 Amos away, if you're the closest person, if you're koinet, which is a big Kiddush. So he can actually be koinet, doesn't have to be 4 Amos. What's the Kenyan? The Kenyan is that I'm the closest at the time and I have control over it or something, like here. So it's not just Gittin, it's actually all Kenyan. That's how the Ran... Okay, Amalek Shmuel, you the Shinina, you smart one, you sharp one. Shmuel said, I learned different than all these guys. They say 4 Amas, 100 Amas, no. Kadesha Tashoach Vetitlenu, close enough that she can bend down and pick it up. 4 Amas is not close enough to bend down, you got to walk over there. Not good enough. 4 Amas means 4 Amas in all directions, 16 square Amas. But you should know that even that, even that's not good enough for me. I want to be machmir that she should not be divorced until you physically give her the hand. The moment you start allowing it, throwing on the ground, anything else, people will make mistakes, throw it out of 4 amas. The rabbon don't like it. Place it in your hand, and that's it. There's a story this way. She had to bend down, and we followed Shmuel. We were machmir that maybe she's not divorced, and then her husband died. We forced her to have a chalitza. Says in the mission says the same kedusha. Amar Rab Asi, Amar Rab Yechon. Get number. This whole thing we only allowed to get in that if it's a distance you can mind it or not. It doesn't apply to anything else. Says the same thing applies to kedusha, that even though it's not in her hand, but it's within the, you know, a certain area, it's all right. She can mind it. No, kedusha is an exception. Shiny husband, the chesiv, it says the yotza the hoisa. She goes out of the house and he comes back. You know, the man divorces the wife. She left and she came back. So we learn from there that if you leave and you come back, that it's that is considered all the dinim by getting apply kedusha. Eitz has a question. Mishnah same thing by applies to a loan. Throw me my loan, and he threw it. Kodav lemalva. By loan says the Mishnah clearly the same thing. He's closer to the lender. Zocha, the lender, it belongs to the lender. If a dog took it away, fafalm aleve. Kodav aleve aleve chayv. And the aleve is responsible till the malva gets it. Machta machta.
Doesn't mean he was zocha, and it means
he paid back. So exactly. So if anything happens, it's the malva's problem. If kodav aleve aleve chayv, he's still responsible. Machta machta shneim yachleku. Look, Marach my skin, and the Amalei said, "Zroikli chayvi v'tipat." Here we're talking about. He said, "Throw me my chayv." and you'll be potter. So if he clearly said, the Malva said to the Leiva, really, I'm not kainer. Nothing to do with that. I just throw me. If you carry out my instructions, you can walk away absolved. You're exonerated. No? So of course he's potter. You told him to throw it. I want you to throw me the chayv, and if it's good enough for gittin, it'll be good enough for chayv as well. In other words, it has to be closer to me, it has to be that I have control. Vakati Maila Memra, so he spelled it out again. Plus playing around with you, commercial, and he can't say that. That's what I told you, and you landed closer to him. And he commanded the labor paid off already. The get biyoda, let's say they placed the get in her hand, but it's tied to a string, and the string is still in his hand, which is he gives one yank, he can pull it out of her hand. It's not venosan biyoda, you didn't sever your ties. If he can pull it back and bring it himself, ain't a mugaret, not divorced. But is my time, what's wrong if he's holding on the string? We need to be a total cut off, and it isn't. If her hand was down a slope. Flat on a slope, with Zarko through it. Afa pishigi yet liyoda, even though they'll get land in her hand. Nevertheless, ain't a migereshes. She's not divorced. Why not? Get land in her hand.
It's going to roll out.
Sorry?
It's going to bounce out.
Let's it falls out. You just said before that if it's in a four amas, she's kainer.
And here it got to her hand.
And, but even if it falls down, where is it going to fall down to? So getting a hand, it has to be stable. So if your hand is like this, it's not even landed, it goes right down. Okay, but where did it land? Straight down, in front of her. So she's yaitza al dal damas. So what's the problem? She's yaitza. Am I why? Hoki nofil ba'arba amas didoka nofil. When it landed on the ground, landed her for amas. And what about the line? No, before it landed on the ground, the wind came and blew it away. That's why it's not a daldamas, because it didn't land on the ground. So right now we're learning daldamas means the ground. And nor did it stay in her hand, remain in her hand. So therefore the Gemara. Or a fire came and burnt it, yeah. It never landed. Oh. So next Gemara.
Will we say
Klut Kimashahu? Oh, very like you just said, and you mean Ma'avira da Arba Amas. Okay, maybe never land on the ground, but when we say that you have four Amas, you mean the ground or we mean the space? And since the Gemara had a question, let's resolve them here. Tifshe de boy rabbalot, the boy asked the question, Arba Amas Sha'omru Yeshlen Avir Ainlen Avir. He wants to know the Arba Amas is just the ground, also the airspace. Tifshe de lam Avir, Cliff admit that it's not the airspace, it's the ground. That's why when she had her hand in the slope, she's like, clean. She's standing on top of a river. There is no four amas here. That's why. If she would have been standing on the ground and you put it on the slope, maybe Taka, she would have been divorced. Because if it falls out of her hand, it lands in the airspace, or at least going through. But she was standing on a river. So there's no ground because it's on the river, so there's no airspace either. As if you knew it was going to get, if it lands in the water, it'll get all ruined. So therefore, it's never considered a giving at all. Because
we will make the yibin again. We said even arboy mamas, as long as she can be shame.
That's right.
So if you threw it into her, that was one window and out the other, or it got stuck in a tree, and it's not accessible. You know.
But she has no control of it. When it's on a slope, how is she minding it?
She can be shame. She can watch. It's stuck in the tree up there. There's 100 feet in the air, but it's in her front yard.
If it's inaccessible, then it's not called shame. Shame is that she can go herself again.